Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, I meant to ask you yesterday, does my face look like I'm wearing eyeliner with the way the light is in here? Because when we do the videos, the little promo videos, it does. And somebody pointed it out. Why is TJ wearing eye makeup? And I'm not. Does this light need to come down a little bit onto my face more evenly?
Maybe. I can't tell on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly can't, you don't look like it in person. So maybe we'll adjust the lighting.
You know what? I bet that Riggins is doing some Photoshopping when he does those promos.
Yeah, oh,
and adding eyeliner to me.
I'm looking at you big now because Rob put you big on here. And no, to me it doesn't.
Oh yeah, now it does.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
But you do have a good, like, I think it's your lashes are long. Are your lashes long?
Oh yeah.
That makes me so mad. Boys' lashes are the longest. Anyway, you got good lashes.
Thanks.
Yeah. But it's not makeup, guys. Calm down.
Yeah. I mean, if I wore it, I would tell it.
Yeah.
You know, would if you? I wore the makeup, the eye makeup, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start drawing teardrops on my eyes like tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for my homies.
That'd be sick. Yeah, he's got bodies. He's
stacked. Got them stacked.
That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why do guys put on eyeliner under their eye? What is the point of doing it? What does it do to your eye?
I don't know why they paint their nails either.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
Some guys paint it, and they're not even gay. Some of them.
Yeah.
It's like a style thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then people say, "Well, he's in touch with his feminine side." Well, men don't have feminine sides. I don't have a feminine side.
Yeah, I've got a little something. I don't know if it's a whole side, but it's
no.
She's maybe in half
there.
A side.
She's in there, girl. Just waiting to come out.
God removed our feminine side and made Eve out of it.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Men don't have feminine sides.
Could they have a dash or no. Just like a
I got
sprinkle.
It all out of there. Made a whole woman.
Uh-huh.
A whole woman that disobeyed him and ate of the fruit.
Would you get down with like some of these male cosmetics that are now they call them like it's war paint. That's the brand of one of them. It's called war paint, but it's concealer and
I mean, I don't mind a fancy face wash and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't bother me, or something that you put to get rid of bags under your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wouldn't even have to be marketed to men. I don't care. It could be for women, but if I need it and it does something, but it's not like makeup, like lipstick or blush or anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't care if it's just a treatment.
I do a mask.
Yeah. I do a mask. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could get laser hair removal done where I never have to shave even a beard line anymore.
Heck yeah.
I could just do the beard line under here and on my top.
People do that,
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
You can do it on your face?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, women do their stashes. You remember that when you said that to the girl we worked with?
She said
she was getting laser hair removal, and you said, oh, you're going to get rid of your stash? And she goes, I don't have a stash. It's for my armpits. I don't have a stash.
Yeah, what, I don't even remember. Did I say like, oh, no, I didn't mean that at all?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I think you just went, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither does my dad. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's like, give me a break. It's thick.
Yeah.
You look like a villain from the 1920s, like tying a woman to a railroad track. You look like Wario.
Good reference.
Okay. What is the replay? Somebody was making fun of Lindsay for taking naps.
Yeah.
And it's quite amusing. So we'll play it for you again from yesterday's show. It's the In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Kensho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Listen or watch Extra Funny each weekday at the Media Center at tjriggins.com, sponsored by Wear Playground. Elevate your workout style effortlessly at tjriggins.com/deals with 20% off Wear Playground using code TJ.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
How seriously does Lindsay take naps? The nap time at her house is so serious. It's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Today is National Napping Day. National Napping Day. It's always the day after daylight savings time. Mm-hmm. And you still a nap every day, Lindsay?
Yeah, every day is a nap day for me. Every day is National Napping Day.
And what's the average length of the nap you're taking every
it's
day?
It's getting shorter and shorter as the days go on because those kids. Yeah. But typically they sleep 2.5 hours, so I'm a solid hour.
Do you get into pajamas?
Oh, I do the whole thing and the bed.
In the bed, yes. Under the blankets.
Well, I don't do I have all my comfy clothes, mm-hmm. You know. Oh, I do the whole thing. I get made fun of so hard, so spare me, guys. But yeah, I love it. It's the highlight of my day.
Bed nap.
It's a bed nap. Yeah. A bed nap.
For about an hour.
Yes.
If you can get it.
I unmake the bed, get in, and then I have to make the bed again.
And do you close your door?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sound machine on?
Oh. You're going to sleep.
I'm going hard. Yeah. I'm going hard.
Blindfold.
Yeah.
Sleep the whole thing. Yeah, you, put that, you do that.
I mean, it is embarrassing to say out loud.
I don't think it's embarrassing. You just like your naps. We like what we like.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking. And it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So there's this riddle going around TikTok and on social media, and it says if you, depending on the way you answer this riddle, it will tell us if you're a sociopath or not. So TJ, we're going to find out if you are a sociopath. I don't think you're a sociopath.
I'm not.
But the way you answer this question will tell us for sure. Mm-hmm. So a guy goes to a wake for a funeral. And when he goes to visit the body and pray with the body, there's a woman standing there. 2 days later, he kills that woman's mother. Why did he kill that woman's mother?
So wait, who's in the casket again?
Just some person? Just a random person.
I have no idea.
I'm not good at school, so this is like a word problem.
There's no right answer to it, but they said if you answer it in this one way, it makes you a sociopath.
Because that woman's mother killed the person in the coffin.
It's a good question. Okay, you're not a sociopath. The reason why he killed that woman's mother is because he wanted to see her again.
Oh, yeah, you want to see that woman
again. And if you give that answer, you're probably...
I never even would have thought of that.
Yeah. Of course, it's shocking to a lot of people, but some people on the internet were like, oh, yeah, no, that was my first guess. He just wanted to see her again, so he killed the mother.
Oh, my God. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever known a real sociopath?
No, I don't think so.
What are the benchmarks like of a sociopath?
A sociopath is different from a psychopath in just a couple of ways. A psychopath is someone who lives in public and has relationships with people, but doesn't have any feelings toward anything other than their own selfish needs. psychopaths are not always violent. It's just that they're always out for themselves at a different degree than a narcissist. A sociopath is more of a loner and is a reactor to situations. Like they don't plan their next moves or what they're going to do and all of that. I think I got it right. And the psychopath will make plans as to what their next move is, who they're going to use for a selfish reason, and so forth and so on.
Does a psychopath is not always violent?
Right.
But is a sociopath always violent, or are they rarely violent?
Usually violent.
They are usually violent. Mm. Wow. And where does the narcissist fall in between the sociopath and the psychopath?
Lower. On the level, yeah. They just don't have the ability to care or feel anything for anybody else.
Okay.
It's not just somebody who's stuck on themselves or who is arrogant or anything like that. It's like they honestly don't have the ability to feel anything for anybody.
Yeah.
But themselves.
I kind of wish I was like that. I feel too much.
Yeah, sometimes it is like that. Yeah. You just feel everybody's emotions so deeply.
Always. Like,
I can't carry your pain
right
forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I may have a few of those mixed up, like characteristics of a sociopath or that of a psychopath, but I don't think so. I think I got them right.
Yeah.
They both sound really terrifying. Yeah.
That's like when a psychopath kills somebody and they go in and they just are so cold about it. Yeah, I warned them and tried to blame it on the victim. It was their fault I had to kill them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Heavy, man.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
pointed stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay wasn't here Friday, and we forgot to talk about this yesterday. Do you know why Rob was in the studio the other day? Because he took off the work the day of, from his other job Friday.
No.
Because he was going to play in that Star Wars card tournament at the convention center in Charlotte.
Oh.
Going to the big city.
And how did you do, Rob, in your little tournament?
Very poorly.
You did? Can you turn your mic up on your end a little bit?
Yeah. Let me see.
Just a little bit.
We want to hear how badly you lost.
Yeah.
How big of a loser you became.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. A bit.
Okay.
So how's this format go when you get there? Like, how does this work?
I mean, I have an app on my phone that I can log into the tournament and see where I'm sitting. And then I go sit down and play my opponent. And then
so there's just like a lot of tables.
Yeah, it's huge. It was significantly more people than I thought would be there.
Like how many?
Thousands.
What?
Yeah. It could have been a great place for you to find a boyfriend, Lindsay.
I'm upset that I missed it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of butt cracks.
Big backs and butt cracks.
Please. What are the food choices there? I'm just curious. Oh,
I think they had a Starbucks and Bojangles at the convention center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how many rounds did you win?
Well, I won my second round, but I lost my first and my third, so I quit and then went home and took a nap.
Wow. And how much was the entry fee for this?
$40.
Okay.
And you didn't win any kind of money back?
No, you had to get top eight to get your money back plus like $7.
Whoa.
$7. Man. Winner got $350 though.
Yeah. Is that the worst you've ever done in a tournament?
No. I went 0-4 one time.
Oh. Well, you better practice.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get in the lab.
Was it your skill level, or you just didn't have the good cards?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Like what game? What card game is it?
Star Wars.
But like, give me an example.
Star Wars Unlimited.
Are there like numbers on them? You got a match? Is it like a 21 type thing? What are we talking?
Oh my god! It's like Magic the Gathering. If you've ever heard of that, or
yeah, Lindsay, it's like Magic the Gathering.
Okay, I'm so stupid.
Is it one character is more? Excuse me, more points than another?
No, it's just certain decks are good against other decks, and it's kind of like a rock, paper, scissors overall kind of thing.
Yeah. Were you beat by kids or were these adults?
There were no kids there for the Star Wars.
There, okay.
Yeah, 18 Riggins. And up?
I'm just scared.
There were kids there to play the Disney card game, Lorcana.
And did they take off from school to be there?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What am I listening to right now?
A lot of people took off work to be there. There were the thousands of players, about 90% were there to play Magic the Gathering.
Can I have the day off and you're wearing a Darth Vader helmet? Get back to work. No, you
can't.
There was somebody playing wearing a Mandalorian mask. Have you ever seen the Disney show? It's just.
Did your cousin go and play in it?
No, he's only off on weekdays, so he didn't get that day off.
Oh. Well. That sucks that you didn't win. Because I know you've been doing well at those tournaments.
Yeah, I just went for fun just to see how it was going to be.
Okay.
Does your boss know you took off for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him.
He's like, what? Who did we hire?
No. He's cool, Lindsay.
Unlike you.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, I don't know what's happening tomorrow, Griggins. I'm not going to be here, but Lindsay will be in the studio. She is she's in the closet today from her house. And my wife is going to be here. So you've really gotten both of them to be in studio with you tomorrow while I'm not here?
Yeah. I don't. We'll see.
Well, I think we don't even need Riggins. I think just me and Jody just have a girl chat.
Yeah.
I think that could.
You can't let that happen, really.
You know, I'm sort of a hands-off guy, like let things happen. So, but I think I'm going to have to, if in case it does become sort of a two-person conversation, I might have to jump in every once in a while.
No, you don't let it even get to that.
I know. I feel like they're my bosses in a way.
Well, they're not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, I've already been thinking about this, and I know you, TJ, do a podcast with Jody, but I do think if she wants to hop on over to another podcast and do two, I'm available.
Oh, you. Yeah, okay.
I would love that for just the two of you to do one and for me to step out of it. That would be better because I don't know what she's got something. Because of the promo we ran yesterday about me saying she was nagging me about drinking beer while I have a cold.
Yeah.
She said, well, I mean, you always make it sound like that's all I do is nag you. She goes, but all right, I'll say my piece Wednesday.
Oh, is what she said. Yeah. She's got an agenda.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm excited.
So my best
not
friend.
I don't miss you.
My best friend from childhood, Shannon. Is an RN, and he texted me yesterday. He had seen the promo and he was laughing. And, he said, we do tell people who come to the hospital with a cold not to be drinking beer.
Oh.
And I said, well, it wasn't like it was 57 of them.
Yeah.
He goes, well, it only takes one, son.
For what? Takes one to what?
Best I could, I looked it up. I Googled it and it was, if you're dehydrated already from having a cold, then the alcohol dehydrates you further. Okay. But I mean, what is a Miller Light one a day for 2 days going to hurt?
It's a beer. Give me a break.
It's not like you're chugging liquor.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's
which is what I'd be doing.
It's like everybody wants to always jump to her side no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. It's because she's so pretty. Cute. Yeah, it's because she's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what that is, though. Yeah, you're right, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's got sort of a gravitational pull. Everybody Although, just sort of.
I think one person did say that about he can't make a move without her finding fault with it or something. One of the comments on there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's not like that.
No, she saw it. She brought it up. And that's when she said, well, I'll say my piece.
So she wants me to give her the floor to sort of make a statement about.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really, but just if, you know. She knows that you're in charge, Riggins, and she's not going to try to take control. Okay. Now, Lindsay, on the other hand, she'll probably try to take control.
I was just going to change the name of the whole show.
And I would let it happen. That's why I'm not a good leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would come back and Riggins would say, the whole show's been redefined. I'm sorry.
She fired me. I don't know.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, y'all know how Brother Ace would always take something that made national news, and if there was any connection to any of us at any time, he would point it out almost like that. I was just there. Yeah. I just talked to him. I mean, one of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It made the national news that the Snoop Dogg stopped off and did what like a surprise appearance at a bar in Nashville called Losers.
Okay.
And I have been to that bar so many times.
You go there?
I go there all the time. And it's not even in the main part of the Broadway of Nashville and all that. It's kind of on the outskirts.
Okay.
It's just like a little sports bar thing. And my daughter's roommate sang there last night. So Snoop was there Sunday night in my daughter's roommate. So it's basically like now I know Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Come on.
I know the Snoop.
We're almost related.
Yeah.
Losers is the name. Mm-hmm. Huh? Whose bar is it? Is it a celebrity owned bar?
No.
Just Losers.
No, and I'm telling you, it's one of the ones that we go to all the time because it's not down in the middle of all that crap.
You're too cool for the regular stuff. We go to
too cool or just, you know, not cool enough.
Yeah, that's wild.
But yeah, so
that is cool.
Basically, Snoop and I hang out in the same circles.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You're basically friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No big deal. No big deal.
What is her roommate? I didn't know her roommate was a singer.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's all she does for a living. She's a singer.
I didn't know
you're kidding.
Uh-huh.
Like pop music or country music?
No, it's not country. It's kind of, you know, she plays the acoustic guitar and she writes songs and and that sort of thing.
Folk, pop, maybe?
Pop, yeah. More pop.
Okay.
Pop, pop.
Kind of like a Casey Musgraves?
I don't know about Casey Musgraves. Okay. I just know that my wife doesn't like her.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Casey maybe Musgraves like a, or what's that other one? Ballerini. Yeah. Okay. She doesn't like either one of those.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Sounds like she said that before.
Uh-huh.
I don't care for her much.
Yeah. What did you say, Lynn?
I don't know what I was going
to
say.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
But so yeah, Snoop was there Sunday night and just did it kind of like Prince used to do, just got on stage and started doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he does that all the time. Oh, he loves attention, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He was at the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, performing.
Yeah, the Snoop
was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'll do something for a paycheck, no doubt.
Yeah, but this was just like he was there as a customer and just got on stage and started doing stuff. Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't a scheduled show. Mm-hmm.
No.
Wow, what a treat for the loser patrons. We're just here for a beer, and all of a sudden we got a free show from Snoop Dogg.
We're down at Losers. And I don't know what the place across the street is called, but there's a little bar right across the street. And we go there because they have creamsicle moonshine.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. It's really good.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Would y'all eat a pizza that doesn't have pineapple, but it's got oranges on it? That's a new thing in Australia. Somebody invented a pizza with oranges.
No.
Instead of pineapples. I would try it too. I think I might like it better than pineapple.
Maybe so.
You know, but pineapple is okay. I'm not going to say I despise it, but I would never order it.
No. And it's got that white little string on the oranges. No, that's disgusting. It's an awful idea. It's worse than pineapple. It's horrible. I hate it.
With cream sauce.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Wendy Williams, one of the top trending topics today. She was taken to the hospital yesterday from an assisted living facility where she's currently residing after she threw a note out of her window that said, help.
Yeah.
Wendy. She threw it down to the paparazzi, and then somebody called in a welfare check and then escorted her to the hospital. Now, she's supposed to appear on The View this Friday, but she's had a lot of problems lately. She was diagnosed with dementia and put in this assisted living facility, and she says she's being held prisoner. It's a whole mess for Wendy Williams.
I saw that they did a psych eval on her, and she was fine. She passed it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to qualify to be on The View.
because
all those women are crazy.
Did y'all watch that documentary with her? It was frightening.
Yeah, I just watched pieces of it, but it was clear she's not doing well. But they kind of alluded that she's got a problem with alcohol and stuff like that. But the reason that she's in this assisted living facility, it sounds like that she was diagnosed with dementia. But I don't know if that was caused by the alcohol use.
Jody made me turn away when they showed her feet.
Yeah.
She said, you're going to get sick. Do not look. It's kind of like she does if there's a scene in a movie or something that's really gory.
Yeah.
And bloody or has something to do with eyes. She's like, don't look. You better not look.
I was going to say, you would throw up immediately.
How you doing? You love Wendy Williams. You always did.
Yeah.
You like her.
And more importantly, Wendy Williams loves me.
Yeah, right. She did. Mm. She loved you.
Yeah. I'm like my grandmother. It could be a serial killer, but if they love me, there's got to be some good in them.
Now, remind me, y'all interviewed her or something? Or where did that?
Yeah, she came in the studio and was in there a while, like longer than she was supposed to be because she took a liking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. She's certainly an iconic broadcaster. A lot of people really hate her, though. Whitney Houston being one of those people really disliked Wendy Williams. Bill Cosby, another one, tried to get her fired.
She was always so rude to people. I mean,
yeah, part of her thing was being rude to her guests and things like that. Omarosa. there's a lot of them, but yeah. So you know, you want to see everybody do well. So mm-hmm. Wendy Williams trending today. Today's National Promposal Day. The Promposal.
Oh, yeah.
This became a big thing when I was in high school watching Laguna Beach. I found out this is how they propose to each other and for prom, with like these elaborate displays. We just didn't have that growing up.
No, neither did we.
Oh.
It's like, and that's, I think it puts too much pressure on people.
On young people, yeah. On 15-year-olds. They're thinking they got to do mm-hmm. something extra special for social media and stuff like that. But
like, especially if you have a steady person. You know, girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah.
You still got to go to all the, I mean, it's obvious you're going to go to the prom together if you're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I wanted a big to do, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't know why guys invented that they have to do that.
Because a girl's like Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you were feeling a little down this week, don't worry. It's not you. It's because Venus is in retrograde. So
true.
Don't worry about it. You're not having issues with money or relationships, anything like that. It's because Venus is in retrograde.
Mm-hmm. For you're the not next broke. Venus is just
no, you're not broke at all. You've got everything you need.
The heater still works in your car. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like it because Venus is in retrograde.
Yeah. So it's a real thing. we've got more next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Something really exciting happening in downtown Statesville on Saturday. Lindsay is going to be at our friends, R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville, taking donations for our charity, Peyton's Promise. So that's super exciting. 10 a.m. to 12, 10 a.m. Eastern to noon in downtown Statesville at R. Gregory Jewelers, taking donations to Peyton's Promise. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and Jody and I may be by there too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I hope so. Well, everyone wants to see you anyway. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know.
I don't want to, you know, get the fire marshal out there and stuff.
Well, everyone's been like, is TJ going to be there? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe. Like,
if you're lucky.
So 10 a.m. To noon, R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville. It's going to be super fun. Make sure you go out and say hi to Lindsay and maybe TJ and Jody. It's awesome.
No, I said we may be there. I don't know if people are going to be allowed to say hi to me.
Oh, well, just put you behind the velvet ropes kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
VIP.
So, you know, they're putting roundabouts everywhere. Which I can't stand. It's very European. And I know everybody says, like, roundabouts reduce the number of accidents and stuff like that. That might be true.
But I doubt it, though. I think the European part of it is calling them roundabouts.
Yeah.
What?
They're traffic circles.
Oh, a traffic circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I called them roundabouts, too.
We didn't have any in my town growing up, but now they're everywhere. Especially kind of where we work, they're popping up like one after another. Like it's just three of them in a row. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is, I don't know. It just, I hate it.
I don't understand how it reduces accidents because people don't know how to use them.
Exactly. That's exactly my point, Lindsay, because I was driving a couple weeks ago and I had somebody in my car. She was a girl. It doesn't matter. But we're stopped there and there's a yield sign before you enter the traffic circle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a long line of cars going around it. And she said, well, you're just supposed to, you go this car, then this car, you merge into it. And I said, I don't think that's true. I think you're supposed to wait until there's a clearing and then you go. And she goes, no, trust me, we had these growing up. You go one by one, like you go and then you let a car in.
No, it's not a four-way stop. No.
Thank you. Because I even Googled it and there was no definitive answer about like one way to do it specifically.
The purpose is to keep it moving as much as possible and not have a stop. Otherwise, they would have a four-way stop.
Thank you.
So you're not going to talk to this girl again, I guess?
I wouldn't.
No, of course I am because I can't wait to rub it in her face that I was right because I knew I was right. But I don't know. There's something about when women start telling you one way to do things, I just crumble. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever. But I've been like sitting on this egg for like 3 weeks now. I just wanted to bring it to the show. Yeah. So I was right, and I feel great about it.
But in the town of Alexandria, Louisiana, there's been there are two traffic circles, and they've been there forever, my whole life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And one of them was really bad, like dangerous, and then the other one was okay. As a matter of fact, I think the really dangerous one they've cleared out of there, and they've put interstates and stuff through there now. But yeah, it's not to stop. That was the purpose. That's what gets you in trouble, is when you just stop.
Yeah.
When you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you've got yield, then the other ones may not have yield on their side.
Yeah, they might not, and they just keep rolling through.
Uh-huh.
But I think Lindsay made a good point. Most people just don't know how to use them, but eventually we'll get there.
And most people do call them roundabouts. I'm just saying it. I wish they wouldn't.
It's not.
A roundabout.
A roundabout.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.